front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
This is the Storm America, the Kenny Rogers, and we are going to give this terrorist democracy. Terrorist, terrorist, terrorist.
Sit down. Keep your eyes on the board. The ink is red because the history is bored of your fairy tales and your plastic freedom stand. Today, we count the scars on a stolen land.
Take it back to 53, Operation Ajax. But the coup crushed the roots, covering the fake tracks. Then the Velvet January schemes, ripping at the seams, burning down the dreams, leaving nothing but the screams. Sat around the table, brought the olive branch to you. From the early nuclear talks to the pact you tore in two, even down in Muscat. Diplomatic talks were bred, you shook our hands, stabbed our backs, left the treaties dead. Point the finger at us, man, check the creator. Built up ISIS, Al-Qaeda, blame the dictator. Fought the terror in the dirt, let them make it cease. And you assassinate the men who brought the region peace. Targeting Hosh Kaiser, name it straight a common A. Think you are the saviors? You're the villains of the day. War crimes are a habit, just a standard routine. Flight 655 blown right out the screen. Down to the girls, I mean, ab. Innocence is torn apart. Why you paint your face pure with a blackened heart?
Blackened heart, blackened heart, blackened heart.
1, 2, tell us the truth.
You stole the peace and you targeted you.
3, 4, nothing but war.
We don't believe in your lies anymore.
5, 6, the system is bust.
They don't really care about us.
Hand in hand, we stand our ground.
A million voices, a single sound. Listen close to the alphabet of the crimes they plan. The ABC of the sanctions on our holy land. A is for the assets, billions stolen from the vault. Starving out the innocent and saying it's our fault. B is for the butterfly kids suffering in pain. Sanctioning the medicine for political gain. C is for the channels, 200 faking facts. Funding propaganda just to cover up your tracks. D is for dehumanized, treating us like dirt. Labeling us monsters just to justify the hurt. These are bullets with no sound, hitting civilians directly. You choked out the science, the banks bleeding the economy. Funded by dollars to keep us divided and trapped in the dark. You build up a wall, so truth-seeking Americans missed the mark. Cause it was never about rights, never about care, only about the oil and the power in the air. Israel first, grab the land, hold the crown, push the rest of the Middle East deep underground.
1, 2, tell us the truth.
You stole the peace and you targeted you.
3, 4, nothing but war.
We don't believe in your lies anymore.
5, 6, the system is bust.
They don't really care about us.
Hand in hand, we stand our ground.
A million voices, a single sound. Your voice is a single sound.
You call it foreign policy. We call it a crime scene. Class dismissed. Now go rewrite your textbooks.
It lives on the Dark Lady gay bar right now, but as you mentioned, after Mayor Brett Smiley called the mural divisive, the owners asked for it to be removed. The woman depicted here was a Ukrainian immigrant who was murdered by a repeat criminal offender in Charlotte, North Carolina. After her death, billionaire Elon Musk helped fund a campaign to commission murals commemorating her death, also hoping to make a statement on letting repeat offenders out of jail. The artist told NBC 10 in previous interviews that he wishes viewers were able to separate the art from the funding. I talked to a representative for the artist who is on scene here. They say that they are taking the mural down. They will fold it up and then prepare to have it reinstalled somewhere else. They don't know where it will be reinstalled just yet. I'm live in Providence. Nicole Mader, NBC 10 News.
Humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
shrinking summit. Melania stays home. Trump approval rating hits an all-time new low. But Democrats shouldn't get too excited. They're even lower than Trump. People are sick of the establishment, not just here, but all over the world. Trump's five-alarm economy. Those are some of the headlines at DrudgeReport.com. I played that Iranian Lego piece. They put them out every few days. And I'm not siding with the Iranians, but what they say in that report's true. Doesn't mean I support the regime or what they're up to, but they're telling the truth about us. And you have Irina Zaruska murdered brutally by a man who had been in jail over 40 times, 30-plus cases of assault, battery, attempted murder. And the judge owns the therapy house where he's been dozens of times, and she released him to go back to the therapy house and then get on a bus and or a train and kill a lady. And, oh, we got all the George Floyd statues, all the rest of it. He said, I killed that white girl. But because people put up murals to draw attention to these activist judges, they're getting taken down all over the country. It's just beyond disgusting. I got that white girl. So depending on the poll you look at, and in some are scientific, some aren't, Rasmussen has been the best. He was on, you know, 10 months ago when the stuff started to slide when Trump kicked Elon out. Trump was at 56% then, highest ever. Now he's at 31. It's a big deal. And Trump knows it. That's why he's got his surrogates, his head of counterterrorism. Oh, we're unpopular because of these lying Qatari agents. We'll just investigate them. And the Breitbart editor's like, oh, he's rubbing his hands together. Oh, if we were just off the air, you'd have an audience again. No, that's not how it works. Trump shrugs off rising inflation as war deepens economic spiral. He made new statements today. And you got Trump famously saying yesterday, are you worried about the U.S. economy? Not even a little bit. I don't think about Americans' financial situations. I don't think about Americans' financial situations. Here it is right here. You want to see the clip again? I love how I posted this yesterday on X. And about a third of the comments were, you frickin' Democrat traitor piece of crap. You burn in hell, you garbage. I just posted what he said. I mean, I'm bad that I showed what he said. Reporter, to what extent are Americans' financial situations motivating you to make a deal? President Trump, not even a little bit. I don't think about Americans' financial situations. Huh. I mean, it is just, let's play that clip again, because there's such denial by some of the Trump supporters that they'll probably say it's a fake clip. No, it's not fake. We want Trump to stop committing political suicide and taking us with him. Doesn't that make sense? Here's Trump again. Here's the video.
To what extent are American financial situations motivating you to make a deal?
Not even a little bit. The only thing that matters when I'm talking about Iran, they can't have a nuclear weapon. I don't think about Americans' financial situation. I don't think about anybody. I think about one thing. We cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon. That's all.
So Trump's not worried about America's financial situation, Americans' financial situation. I mean, even if he believed that, why in the hell would he say that? There's no filter, folks. And it's good to have somebody that doesn't give an F if they work for us. But I'm not sure who he's working for now. And I don't think anybody's telling Trump what to do. I think he's out of control. And again, people say, Alex, we agree with you. Why do you keep talking to the minority of your listeners? Because I care about them. How am I bad or a Qatari agent to say Iran won't fall, Pentagon assessment, the strait will close, it will destroy our recovery, mass inflation, then we lose the midterms, the Democrats win, don't do it, Trump. And then I'm proven right 75 days later, and you got the head of counterterrorism, the czar, saying, oh, these people that criticize Trump and claim the Republicans, they're just terrorists, we're investigating them, which we know is already going on.
And I saw comments on X. It wasn't a large portion of people, but it was, you know, 10%. Good, I hope they arrest you all. I see it everywhere. We're going to get you, Jones. You're going to prison. I thought I was on the Russian payroll all those years. Now I'm on the Qatari payroll, the Iranian payroll. Nope. I'm on the AlexJonesStore.com payroll with great supplements, great T-shirts, knives, you name it. Really cool stuff that works and is wonderful that I know you're going to, if you ever order it, you're going to want to get it again. It's all transparent, and I have to sit here while you have the Israel First Lobby and Salem Radio, owned and run by the Israeli military, and all of them openly being foreign agents, not even hiding it, while they accuse me of being a foreign agent. And Tucker, with zero evidence, ladies and gentlemen, absolutely zero evidence. And I know for a fact I'm not some foreign agent. But boy, the real foreign agents, the globalists, advised Trump on how to destroy this recovery. And now Atlantic Monthly has come out, which is the mouthpiece of the globalists, one of the most elite publications, owned by Steve Jobs' widow, the big Jeffrey Epstein Island alumni, and said, checkmate, Iran won, the American empire's done. I don't know if that's the case, but we keep going down this road, that's where we'll be. But I'm the traitor that predicted this and is trying to stop it, and now it's all happening. Where is the logic? And I know if we fail and the country goes into total depression, there's a world collapse, the people that were mad at me about this will still hate me, and they'll love Larry Fink, and they'll love John Podesta, and they'll love